T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's that time of day, 2:44 and 12 seconds, time for a football fix. And instead of our usual fare today, we have a treat for you. That's Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers. He's on the fan hotline, brought to you by Wright Automotive. Hello, Ray.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. When I texted you this morning to join me on the football fix, I didn't think it was going to be a big news day necessarily, but man, stuff's flying here. So let's start with Carnell Lake leaving, apparently on his own, to go follow his son's final year of high school football in California. I didn't see any accompanying Steelers statement thanking him for his service or anything. I'm just curious about that. Do you have any reason to believe that that was more forced than voluntary?
You know, Joe, that's a good question. I don't have the answers to that right now. Steelers did release a clear enough statement for him, so it was done through the team. But however it was done, you know, whether he left on his own or, you know, whether the Steelers forced him out, I do think, even though Carnell is a great guy, that maybe this isn't a bad thing for the team. I think they could use some fresh blood in there with that coaching staff, especially with the secondary. Was not impressed with the development of Artie Burns or Sean Davis this past off season, and I think we all know that the play of Mike Mitchell has a lot to be desired as well. So I don't think it's a bad idea to get, you know, a fresh set of eyes on the talent that's there, and you know, that fresh set of eyes will probably have a say so in who they draft and who they bring in as a free agent as well.
Yeah, not to mention Curtis Brown, Cortez Allen, Shamarco Thomas, Senquez Gulson, Doran Grant, to name a few.
Yeah, that's a pretty good recall on your part, Joe.
Now, he's had some successes, grant you, and as I said at the beginning here, certainly everything doesn't fall at the feet of Carnell Lake one way or the other, but come on. I mean, I don't think that there was enough success stories in that secondary to sort of defend him. I don't know what kind of letter grade you'd give him, but anyway. Moving on.
The only thing I'd say, Joe, is Cortez Allen, a fourth-round pick. Grant was a fourth-round pick. I think the reason now that maybe it's a good idea is he had 2 years with a first-round pick and a second-round pick, and they hadn't developed as hoped. So that's my only counter to that.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. Ben is probably the big news of the day. Art Rooney saying that it looks like Ben will want to extend even beyond 2 years, that they're working on that. I'm not surprised by that. I figured Ben would want to play for a long, long time. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, Ed Bouchette reported that, I think, a day or two after the season. He was telling his teammates that, so Art confirmed it today. And now the interesting thing is, when do they go ahead and do that extension? And how much is it going to be? I mean, what is Ben going to want to play for another year or another 2 years when he's 38 or 39 years old. So I think he's making in the low $20 million a year now. So it's going to be really interesting to see what he thinks he's worth and what the Steelers think he's worth at that advanced age. But obviously, when you have a franchise quarterback that is still playing extremely well, that's good news for the Steelers. Now, the only thing is, when do they do the extension and how much are you going to tie up your salary cap to get it done?
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Art Rooney also talked about Le'Veon Bell and seemed to express optimism. I know Ed Bouchette has not expressed that. And Le'Veon has also said he thinks this is going to get done. Do you?
Yeah, well, now it's interesting, Joe, because you heard it from Le'Veon's lips, and you take if you take him for his word, yes, and now you get it from the owner, the team owner, that both sides do want to get something worked out. So it seems like Le'Veon was right when he expressed that confidence at the Pro Bowl. Now it's about, as Le'Veon said, maybe I have to give a little, maybe the Steelers have to give a little. Where is that number? I mean, if you're going to pay Le'Veon Bell, let's just say it's $14.5 million over 3 years. Okay, so let's say it's like $46, $47 million over a three-year deal. The Steelers better have a plan in place for how they're going to use him if his running skills deteriorate. So, in other words, they better have a backup plan to have somebody else run the ball if Le'Veon Bell's running skills diminish, and they better have a plan to utilize him in the passing game, which I'm sure is doable. I mean, we've seen him be a really good receiver out of the backfield. I'm just wondering, you know, is he going to be this effective when he's 29, 30 years old? I think that's the biggest question about this contract. And if you're going to sign him to a long-term deal, you better draft another running back or bring in a free agent who's durable, because I don't think you want to see him get another 400 touches in 2018.
Three quick questions to wrap it up here on defense, Ray. One, is Mike Mitchell going to be back?
I wouldn't bring him back, but I don't know if the team has a plan B. So I'll say he won't be back, but that's not 100% sure.
Related to that, could Cam Sutton move to safety?
I think he can. I think Carnell Lake expressed that he could do that when they drafted him last spring. But I will also say he was a pretty good corner when they used him in the limited amount of snaps that they played him late in the year. I'm not convinced that he cannot be a good corner.
Finally, Bud Dupree, do they pick up that fifth-year option, which would be the 2019 season, by the deadline, which is at some point, I believe, before the draft?
Yeah, that's a hefty pickup there. I think it's going to be $9 or $10 million for an outside linebacker, Joe. I'm going to say no. I don't think they're close to the idea of keeping Bud long term, but I think they're going to let him play out the final year of his contract and sort of make him prove that he can play and earn that second contract.
Ray, I appreciate the time, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, Joe. Talk to you later.
There he goes. Ray Fittipaldo. Coming up top of the hour, Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, because there's always hot Penguins news. And today's no different, really. I want to talk to him about the trade deadline. I want to talk to him about everything that went down last night in what was as emotional a night at PPG Paints Arena as there's been since the building opened in the regular season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.